The text that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day comes to us from 1 John, and especially this verse in the second chapter. It says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." That's what Jesus told Thomas after Thomas, 8 days later, did like all the other apostles had done 8 days before, after he had touched the resurrected Lord's body and believed in the resurrection. As Jesus says, though, that even though you and I do not have that opportunity to literally put our fingers into his scars, we are blessed because we believe just like they who had that chance believed. Blessed are we indeed because those apostles that did have that chance proclaimed what they had seen and heard and touched. Blessed are we that that light which shone out of the Easter tomb has made its way all the way to Ellsworth, Kansas, to a limestone church out in the country, and into each and every place you and I are called to walk each week. Blessed are we each day to continue to walk in the light of Christ, that light that emanates from the empty tomb of Jesus, that light that is rebroadcast every time the church proclaims the resurrection of Jesus. John today in our epistle lesson confirms this truth that Jesus first revealed to Thomas. He confirms that you and I are a blessed people indeed. He says that we who believe in Jesus are to walk in the light just as Jesus did. Indeed, it is only as we walk in the resurrection life of Christ that you and I are able to live the life that God predestined for us. You see, if we seek to walk outside of this life, we have no fellowship with Jesus, and therefore cannot accomplish the things he placed us here to do. It all started for you and for me, where it started for Carly today, at the font. For it is at the baptismal font that we are connected with the resurrection life and light of Jesus. Romans 6 tells us that in baptism our old fleshly self is killed, and a new man or a new woman comes forth out of that font ready to serve God. Yes, a new person comes forward from that font walking in the resurrection life of Jesus. Yes, indeed, it is a life and a life that begins for us at baptism, but it is a life, a newness of life that is meant to continue to affect everything we do our entire life long. It is something that is to affect us from infancy until we take our last breath. Yes, this walk in the light should influence how we live as children. It should influence the decisions we make as adolescents. It should affect who we hang out with as youth. It should affect how we treat each other as young adults, how we plan our finances as middle-aged people, how we train up the next generation as older adults. It should affect how we face death whenever that might come. And yes, as Gary will share with us after church today, it even should affect things that we often think might not be connected at all to this life, like writing up our will. For you see, walking in the resurrection life of Jesus is meant to impact everything that we do. John very clearly explains the nature of this walk we have with Christ. He tells us that walking in the light as Jesus walked in the light does not mean that we will always make every step perfectly. But at the same time, he makes equally clear that if we wish to live the life that God has given for us to live, it cannot be lived outside of that life. I think this metaphor of light, which is used in this scripture, does a very good job of helping us to understand exactly what the Christian life is like, as all of us have experienced at one time or another. You can walk in a completely well-lit area and still bump into something. I'm sure all of us can think of a time when we walked in full daylight and still ran into something we thought we should have seen otherwise. But I think we would also all agree about this, that walking in the dark is the surest way that we can end up with bumps and bruises. Anyone who wants to remain free and wants to be able to walk where they need to, or be able to see where they're walking, if they're given the option, will always turn on a light first in order that they may not bump into so many things. All too often we decide that we, though, wish to walk somewhere other than the light. Yes, even though we should know better. For you see, the light of Christ is much like daylight. If we walk in the light and Jesus was in the light, oh, we will still, from time to time, bump into sin. And as John reminds us, thanks be to God, when we do, that sin is forgiven because of Jesus. But if we instead choose to walk in the dark, we can be sure that we will end up much worse off than those few bumps we might receive in the light. Indeed, we must never choose to walk in the dark. For if we walk in the dark, we lose our fellowship with Jesus. And when we lose that, we have lost everything. And although you and I have all been taught this, somehow our old flesh seems to still encourage us to walk outside of the light. Yes, all too often we decide that over there in the darkness somewhere is the good life. So from time to time in our lives, unfortunately, we are tempted to go wandering in the dark after things like wealth, things like love, things like anything that we think we see glimmering over there in the dark. But when we do this, we often end up leaving the very places where the resurrection of life shines most brightly. Yes, we often end up in those times leaving our Bibles closed. In those times, in pursuing other things, we end up missing church or Bible class. We can leave behind friends that are encouraging us to live the resurrection life. And we must realize today that when we are tempted to do this, it is a real danger that is posed. For once again, if we walk in the dark for too long, we lose fellowship with Jesus. And we end up simply lost in the dark. That is why God again this day pleads with us to continue to walk in the light that he shines. No, it's not up to us to somehow go and find a light to turn on so that we can see where we should walk. No, in fact, it was on Easter Sunday that God himself turned on the light, so to speak. And that light is a light that is brighter than any you have ever seen. It's a light that's been shining ever since. It's a light that the apostles carried away from the tomb that morning and that the church has been carrying to the ends of the earth ever since. Yes, in every place where the resurrection of Christ is proclaimed through the word, and in every place where the living Lord comes to his people in baptism and the Lord's Supper, there again does that light shine. Each time one of those things happens, God shines forth that light right upon us and then encourages us to walk in the path that it illumines. So long as we do not leave that path, we remain in fellowship with Jesus, His righteousness guiding our good deeds, and His forgiveness getting rid of our stumbles. John is quite clear and quite plain about why he is encouraging those reading his epistle to walk in the light. He says this simply, he doesn't want those people to sin. Those are not only John's words or John's desires, but this reveals to us the very desire of God who gave him the words in the first place. Yes, God's desire for us is that when we live in this light of Christ, that we would sin no longer. Now, you and I might want to try to dismiss that very quickly as something that's about as likely as pigs flying. But you see, God's words, which he gave to John, do not allow such an easy dismissal. For these words teach what all of Scripture teaches about the resurrection of Christ and its impact in our daily lives and the sin that we find there. But you see, all the Scriptures testify to this fact, that the resurrection of Christ not only defeated sin in some abstract sense somewhere up there in the heavens, but that that victory is something that is lived out in the daily life of believers as we face many temptations. Yes, this is the normal Christian life that the Scriptures describe. It is life lived out in the light of Christ. It is eternal life where victory over sin is experienced. It is also, as John reminds us, a life where we from time to time fail to live in that victory. And when we do, again, he reminds us that we are forgiven by the one who never stumbled, who never sinned, not even once. But all of Scripture is consistent. It says that Jesus' resurrection means for our life that we are no longer slaves to sin, but rather now we are slaves to righteousness. That is life in the light. And that is the blessed life that Jesus promised to all of us who would believe even though we have not yet seen. And it is the life he has promised to give us to live perfectly on that last day. Yes, we are gathered here today to celebrate that the light of Jesus is shining out from the tomb. And to know that walking in that life is the blessed life that God gives to all of his people. That life is Carly's now. It is yours. All by grace. Walk in that life. Let sin not rule over you. Oh yes, in that life you will stumble from time to time. And thanks be to God that in those times, Jesus will meet us as our advocate and will forgive us of our sins. But then get back up through the power of the Holy Spirit and began again to walk in the light. John first wrote in his letter these words, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." Why John wrote his letter is why I preach this sermon today. I am preaching to you again today what the Scriptures have to teach about the resurrection power of Christ in your life, in the hopes that you will not sin. But take heart. If you sin, when you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. The one who died, the one who rose. Because of him, our stumbles in the light will be forgiven. But because of him, there is now no longer any reason to walk in darkness. know, the resurrection life of Christ is yours. The light is shining, showing you where to go. Walk in that light. Amen.